ज्ञान अंजन शलाके चक्षु उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे In morning class, we are discussing about the glorification of name Prabhu. This name Prabhu, you know, himself, Radhika and herself, Krishna and herself. And with all kinds of powers and appearances and causeless mercy, they are in names, very powerful. What has been told in Shastra, it has not been told sufficiently, only partly. So no doubt anything, if all kinds of prarabdha, everything is gone. I have not remembered one time the same question was there and I explained it in a very good way. Pundarik remembers or he will speak shortly. You should hear carefully. Come on, Raghunath Das Prabhu. Oh, there is enough seat here, nearby. We have seat. But no chair this is. Oh, come on here. You should also. And from next day, you will have chair. Oh, here. Yes. Jagannath should come. You should come. Both are old persons. And they are both of the West has been defected. So they must be given. Only in the wall side. Oh, he is okay. Oh, that chair is not needed. Give up. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, you should come. Yes. I'm telling you. Jugal Kishore Prabhu, you should come nearer. And here. Anyhow, you should come.
He's coming to the kitchen. He's coming to
the
kitchen. Now, bol. Now you should. Hey, where are you going? You cannot go anywhere.
Couple of years back in Singapore, Shri Gurudev spoke on this very question which we are hearing from last for 2-3 days about the glories of Namabhas. I don't remember complete talk which Shri Gurudev gave, but as much as I remember, I'll try to repeat. Shri Gurudev was telling us that Nam, Shuddha Nam, is Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nama Namino, means that Shuddha name is transcendental, completely spiritual, identical to their lordships, no difference between them. What does this mean? This means Nam is only one, means what? Pure completely. 100% pure. Just like Shuddha Bhakti is Shuddh, but according to the different stages of sadhaka, sometimes it is called Sadhan Bhakti, sometimes it's called Bhav Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. So this classification is because of the different level or stage of sadhak. Similarly, Naam is Shuddha. Naam is not neither Abhas or Aparad. But because the practitioner or sadhak is situated in a different level, that is why the name is classified in these three different terms, either Namaprad or Namabhas or Shuddhanam. But Srila Gurudev was telling us, although these three categories have been classified, but actually there are several gradations. Within Namaprad, there is Mahanamaprad, Mahamahanamaprad, then less Namaprad, and then a stage where the devotee is neutral or almost committing no offenses, but not yet begin Namabhas. Then just the beginning stages of Namabhas. Then more close to Shuddha Namabhas. And then more close to Shuddha Namabhas. And then Namabhas. And then progressive stages towards Shuddha Nam. So Namabhas, which we hear that by the power of Namabhas, all Prarabdha, Aprarabdha and Avidya, Upis, they're all clarified. This is the topmost stage of Namabhas, like what Ajamila uttered. At that stage, there is no tinge of any offenses and there is no tinge of any other mixture. Pure Namabhas. And because of that, he attained that result. Whereas what happens in the devotee circle, although we are doing Namaprad, and sometimes it is described in Jaya Dharma in 25th chapter, Vijay Kumar is asking about what Namabhas can do or what Namabhas cannot do. And then he's asking the stage in which the devotee is committing offenses, that is Namaprad, how he can uplift himself from that stage. And in that stage, is there no benefit at all of Namaprad? Then Babaji Maharaj is replying and is telling that, first of all, in the stage of Namaprad, it should be well understood that the punishment or reaction of Namaprad is very severe. If we put together five kinds of sins and multiply the millions and millions of times, then the reaction of Namaprad is even more severe than that. So devotee should be careful, very, very careful, and should try his best not to commit offenses. Then, although he's in that state, sometimes he is speaking, he's uttering Namabhas. All those Namabhas, when they accumulate, then they give him the chance that now he can constantly practice Namabhas and eventually Shuddhanam. Namabhas, it can liberate a person, but it will not give brain. For that, one has to do Shuddhanam. Similarly, in Namaprad stage, when this person is chanting more often Namaprad and sometimes seldom he is doing Namabhas, then what happens? There is a gap. Because with the effect of Namabhas, his previous things, his previous reactions, sinful reactions, they are eradicating to the degree to which he is chanting Namabhas. I hope this is getting clear. His sins will eradicate only to the degree he will do Namabhas. But then, also he has at his disposal his conduct, the present conduct, his independence, which sometimes is misusing. So although the past eradication is taking place of sins, but simultaneously he's either making more offenses or he's indulging in activities which are unfavorable to chant Shuddhanam. So all these different situations or criteria, they delay one's progress or realization of Shuddhanam. So if we try to understand this particular progression of Namaprad, from Namaprad to Namabhas, then to Shuddhanam, then we can gradually try to amend ourselves and utter Shuddhanam.
What you have, Chandrika?
Question.
What doubt?
No, it was what I was trying to ask you this morning, if I understood correctly, was that by chanting one Namabhas, then someone is guaranteed liberation in some lifetime, guaranteed, as long as they don't commit some Vaishnava aparad. And then if they go on chanting, then by continually chanting Namabhas, then gradually they'll become free from all prarabdha, aparabdha, kuta, and bija, all types of karma. Is that correct or not?
I think that's what we have explained now. So, उसने ये बोला कि आपने कहा है नामाभास एक बार करने से पूर्ण मुक्ति हो जाती है और फिर जब वो नाम करता रहता है तब धीरे धीरे वो प्रेम की ओर अग्रसर होता है. तो यही बात हमने भी उनको बताई है कि धीरे धीरे वो नाम शुद्ध नामाभास की अवस्था तक आता है, एकदम सीधा शुद्ध नामाभास नहीं कर पाता. तो उससे उसको संतुष्टि.
You should know first, what is Prema Bhakti? Can you define? Shuddha Bhakti and Prema Bhakti is one thing, different names. So what is Shuddha Bhakti? What do you mean? What? More louder? What is that? What you have idea about this? What is your idea?
Sudhapati
is only no what?
Is this slogan Anivalasitas
and your No. You should tell in your words.
But that kind of bhakti which isn't covered by gyan or karma or any other desires, this?
What is prema bhakti or shuddha bhakti? Its limit up to how much? You? Its limit?
Limit. Up to the...
Lozan bhav of Srimati Radhika. Understand? Breaking from where? Ambarish Maharaj. Bhakti. And up to?
Oh, Mahabhav. Rudra, Adirudra, Mohan, Modan, Madan.
The mode of Radhika. Oh, this is Prema Bhakti. But there are so many graves. Beginning from Shabda, last point. A man baby, very cruel, maybe sinful, maybe what? More than Jagai Madhai? Wretched he may be. But Shabda may come. Because it has no control of karma, gyan, yog, nothing. Himself, Krishna. So it cannot be controlled by anyone. But begins from where? Oh, from here, Shraddha. By serving Krishna, our life will be successful. The tendency to serve Krishna. This is the last fraction, transcendental fraction of bhakti. Man may be wretched, characterless and so on, nothing. But bhakti, that by the medium of high class of association of bhakti, okay, that I should serve Krishna. He gave that desire. Oh, this is called Shraddha. But it's outward symptom,
external symptom
what? Faith on Krishna, words, faith on Shastra and Sadhu Bhakti. And what more? What? If my life is gone, no harm. But I will not give up bhakti. This also will come gradually. So this is the last fraction of transcendental bhakti. And from here, not only millions of stages are there. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Ujjwala Lini, they have touched some of the important stages. Nor they cannot define anyone. It is like an endless ocean. Endless ocean. So Rishi Dharup Goswami, like a very expert person. He divided all millions of stages into so many categories. And his followers divided his age in so many, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In future also, some devotees may come. They will make more fractions. Why? Oh, to make easy that bhakti. That we know that first Vedas divided four major parts of Vedas. Then he wrote Vyas Sutra, Vedanta. Again he wrote Mahabharata. Again he divided, he explained Srimad Bhagavat for explanation of this sutra. And for Bhagavatam, or so many Puran, and for so many Puran, Mahabharata, and for these, our devotees are. So unlimited this ocean of bhakti. So this, the name himself, Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna. But due to of that, as he said, our stages, pure name is what? Radha Krishna in transcendental Golok Vrindavan, playing of five rasas. In five rasas. In so many ways. Rasa Leela is there. Bhagavad Gita is there. Vanshiva. All things are there. More than that, which has not been explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilmani, in Bhagavata and other things. Like Krishna pastime that has been told, and Rasa only for one night, and for other Rasa Leela, nothing has been told. It may be some special kinds of. So now the glory of name is unlimited ocean of a rasa. And they are no control by anyone. Unlimited, uncontrolled his mercy. So if he himself wants that he should be liberated and his prarabdha karma should go away, why doubt? That said, we don't. No question at all. But even we are telling, explaining it in various ways. But you should know what we will explain. Oh, it is very hard to realize because the influence of Maya, malice, is covered always, or transcendental thing. Because there are no pure words in these prakrit words, prakrit maya. Something will come, you will have to be careful by sadhan. This doubt cannot go. If Krishna himself will come and tell you, if he will exercise, you will do abhyas, practice bhakti yoga. Gradually, there will be realized. Depend more on practicing bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In high class of association. then oh, it will be revealed itself. This name will be revealed itself in your heart. Then no doubt will come. From beginning of my life I see, I have never any doubt what is written. Never. What our Gurudev told. Never. I chanted so much and also served Vaishnava and Guru thoroughly and sincerely. So I never have any doubt. But for my realization, I always used to ask some questions very humbly to Gurudev. So you should try to follow all these things. Then gradually all will go and you will be calm and quiet doing bhajan. Not bhajan means service, serving Radha Krishna. Pai muktu kulai upasya. I Mukta Kulai Upasana. Name is served only by Mukta Mahapurusha, who are liberated. We Baddhajivi cannot. We can do exercise of our tongue and mind. But Krishna is so merciful that even by these, if you are practicing these in the highest association of devotees, serving your Gurudev truly, Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Guru Manobhishtam, Sthapitam, like in this way, then very soon you have this perfection. Understand? So try to chant more. Only 16 round and mind here and that, this will not do. When you will come to 1 lakh, and like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in his Rupa Goswami, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhatanam Karmaida Rasana Manasi Diyodhya Tishthan Praje Tadanurani Jananurani Kalam Naeda Kilami. So follow from where? Bhakkaveg, Manaveg, Prodhaveg, Jivaveg, Upasthaya. And there with Shraddha, beginning from Shraddha. If you are not chanting so much names, but don't try to miss your high class of association, hearing and serving, Tadviddhi Paripatena. Upate chante jnana. Jnanina? Oh, automatically. So try to follow all these things. Then what you are asking?
So, the question this morning was, those disciples of Swamiji, who they have not made any aparat before, they're just coming newly to association, and they're chanting Hare Krishna. Is this Shudanamabhas?
No. It may be beginning. Beginning.
That type of
Abhas has also some lakshan.
Some symptoms.
Symptoms. So it may be beginning. But it may, if he is always going to associate and chant what he knows, no opera, oh, gradually it will come to real Namabhas. That is Chaya Namabhas.
So, beginning one is chanting Namabhas, but without Shraddha. Ashraddha?
Oh, no. No harm, Shraddha, Shraddha. No knowing unknowing. If you put your hand and in fire, oh, it will burn like this.
So will that quality of Namabhas, unknowingly, would that remove all Parabdha, Aparabdha?
Yes, if it gradually goes. It affects will not be controlled by anything. Gradually it will bring him in association and chanting.
Okay.
उसमें केवल एक ही बात है ना कि नामाभास का उसके ऊपर प्रभाव होने के बाद भी उसके पास अपनी स्वतंत्रता है। अगर जैसे अजामिल वो हरिद्वार नहीं भी जाता, अगर नहीं जाता तो पुनः फिर गलत गांव में लग सकता था। हरिद्वार गया, उसने साधन किया, इसलिए नामाभास का फल उसको उसको अनुभूति प्राप्त हुआ, नहीं तो नहीं होता। ये भी तो मुख्य बात है।
ठीक, अब व्हाट यू वांट टू हियर, व्हाट मोर, बिकॉज वी हैव ओनली टाइम टुमारो एंड डे आफ्टर टुमारो।
There's this story about this bum and his wife had a that story about when he took a piece of the cow and it turned into some of it turned into the carrot and some of it turned into the garlic and some turned into the onion and the blood turned into the red lentils. Is that true?
मैं आपसे प्रश्न पूछना चाहता हूँ एक कथा का, जिस कथा में बताया गया है कि वो जो एक बार घटना घटी थी, उस घटना में गाय का जो हड्डी है वो गाजर बन गया, रक्त जो है कुछ और बन गया, हाँ मसूर की दाल बन गई और प्याज बना, तो क्या ये सत्य है?
Oh, you remember so many things. It is quite true. It is quite true. So we should not take these things. Never we should take. Vyasadeva has written true. He has written like this.
Can you tell that? Because most of the devotees don't know that history. Can you relate that history about the Brahmin and his wife?
Yes, so tell.
No, I don't know it that well.
Because Vyasadeva knows everything, past, future and present. So he saw that in what things, what kinds of qualities are there. As Gita it has been told, Sattvic, Tamasic, Rajasic and then Nirgun. Nature of the persons, for trees, for creepers, for fruits, everything has been divided by these things. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Nirgun, everything. So, Vyasadeva said that what is favorable for bhakti and in what thing, what qualities are there? And then he saw that opium,
onion,
pyaaj, mane
onion.
Oh, what is this?
Tamasic.
And he has all the qualities which is in
beef, meat,
meat. Like cow fleshes. What cow flesh has quality, or this has the same quality. If cow flesh anyone takes, and the result will be there, or from opium. So much lust and so many bad things will come by taking. So according to their qualification, Vyasadeva has told, and he saw. And then, नाखून जो होता है कुत्ते का या गाय
गाय के या कुत्ते के,
और कुत्ते का ही कहो या गाय का ही, गाय का ही नहीं, और नेल दे आर वेरी बैड क्वालिटीज. सो ही टोल्ड दैट ओ इट हैज कम फ्रॉम काउस नेल, डोंट टेक इट. सो अदर थिंग्स like this. So we should try to follow. If you are not following, then all the bad qualities will come, effect will come by taking cow's flesh, their nails, their hooves, and other things. Strictly it has been told in all shastras. So we should believe. It depends on scientific
evidence.
Now you should come. Tomorrow is Nityananda. So from beginning we will glorify him and his tattva everything. Today I'm explaining something favorable for you. That we should try to fix our goal of our life. And you have heard so many things from Shastra. So many things. But Chaitanya Charitamrita and other epics have discussed this thoroughly and made it clear our goal is love. This is prayojan. This is prayojan. Prayojan means this is
ultimate.
But this prem is also of how many kinds? Five kinds. Actually, they are of 12 kinds. Five main.
Primary.
Second. And seven?
Secondary.
12. Shan, Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya, Madhur. These are primary. According to Rati, prem is also divided into five. Shantaras, Pritaras, Sakharas, Vasalyaras and Madhuras. And they gone, that is secondary, Harsha, Adbhut, Karun, Raudra, Bhayana, Vibhatsa. These are. In them, other acharyas have come. Incarnation of Supreme Lord have come. And they have preached in this world, time to time. But Krishna gave only, even to Lord, creepers and trees, that prem. What prem he gave? Anyone could have not given at any time that Krishna gave. And what? Like trees. They are like jad padartha.
Like inert.
But, oh, so many trees, so many of kinds. Creepers like sakhi. And trees like
friends.
He made and gave them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than this. And he gave this. Brahmar Durlabha Prem Sabha Karya Jati. It is rare for Brahma even. And he went to door, also through Nityananda Prabhu Haridas and others. He gave this love. But especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Unnata Ujjala Rasa Sri, beauty of that. Unnat Ujjwal Parakiya Bhav. So this is the most highest object of the any soul. To serve like Rupa Goswami. Outwardly being the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Sadhar and Siddha, like Rup Manjari Mood. This is the highest. You should all know. There is nothing beyond this for Sadhak Jiva, for soul. This is the last thing. Everywhere it has been. Not everywhere, but in rare places, Rupa Goswami has told and his SOs have told like this. Now we'll have to practice for this. And you cannot practice, even Krishna never gives the power of doing bhajan. It depends on also Krishna and his SOs. You know, all these things, but you cannot practice. You may practice for some days and then lust may come, your headache will come, or cancer may come, so many diseases may come. You may be also pagal. But like in morning any devotees told me that I'm pagal, I cannot. I'm pagal chagal, I cannot tell. So also my request is that if you have known and fixed your goal, even you cannot do anything, you are not qualified. But be sincere. Like chatak bird. You know chatak bird?
Skylark.
A skylark. What? She may be dying. She will not take water, a drop of water from any tank, any big pond, from Ganges, Jamuna, or from ocean. Always looking towards the sky. Whole year she will not take if rain is there. Only in a certain special constellation, that is Swati. For 15 days, 7 days it comes. Vulnerability. Otherwise she may die. So if a sadhak, rare sadhak, fortunate sadhak, be like that. I want only that for to serve Rup Manjari. I want to be a dasi of Rup Manjari. He sadhava sakalameva durat chaitanya sirupa cha. Prabhupada has told something in his slok. Chaitanya Rupa Goswami
Adalam
Srinam. Anyhow, you should know the meaning. He sadhava, you should give up all the things. And only you should have only one fixed goal. I want to be the feet dust of, lotus feet dust of Srila Rupa Goswami. Lotus feet. Yes, this. Srimad Rupa Padam Bhuj Dhuli Shat Janmani. After birth and in birth, I want to be a dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say more Ashampad, say more Bhajana Puja, say more Abharan, say more Pranadhan, say more Jivane Jivan, like this. Who did it? Narottam Thakur, perhaps. Very high. So you have a goal like this, and be sincere. Life is short. Turnam jatet na patet anumitta javat nisheshaya khalu sarvatas. Life is short. Don't engage yourself. Your very particle, your energy to other things. If you have realized this, how to have Where should I go? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Nityananda. I will have these kinds of what?
Determination.
Don't lose a moment your time for worldly thing. Don't. Always be like that. And be very bold and don't lose your time. Rupa Goswami is even present. Sanatana Goswami is present. Mahaprabhu is present. Krishna is present. Our Guru Varga are present. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is present. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, all are what? Transcendental. They cannot die. If you will call them, they can at once come and help. But don't lose your time. Begin from Shraddha, what you are. But don't give a moment time for worldly sense gratification. If you want to hear my words, you can go. I cannot tell more than this. Any acharya I am not told. So they have made so many tricks to attract. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. They descended it. They left there all kinds of what?
Engagements, pastimes.
Worldly activities.
Oh, giving a place like Golok Vrindavan. And they walked. Oh, barefooted. Weeping. Door to door. Oh, you should come to my door. Not. What?
I am coming
to your door. Oh, please tell one. One even name. I will make you successful. But we don't hear. You know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? When I go to India, all devotees become weak. Why weak? I don't know. They want something more. I have given. You should waterize. Give cool air, water, and some nourishment. And that is sufficient. Or that seed will become a tree. Very big shade. Oh, so many flowers. Even fruits in her benches, in tree, benches of the tree, leaves of the trees, in manjari, everywhere fruit. And very sweet. If you will take and distribute, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he came a gardener and he told all to take the fruits. Oh, alone I cannot. I alone cannot. So he told to his all associates, Nityananda, Prabhu Sarup, Damodara, Dvaitacharya. And told that you should engage others. And they engaged Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And they told to engage others. So, by this way, it has come up to us. Now we are in this way, you should follow totally and sincerely all these things. And you will realize the fruit yourself. Don't lose your time, waste your time, and go on like this. What is the time? I'm telling fast.
6:30. Gurudev, you said there are five kinds of ratis, like Shankar, Dasya, etc. Sometimes you make rati as a prem, like when Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, oh mind, please have this.
When rati is also so many kinds. when sthayi rati of dasa sakhya vatsalya, and on that if vibhav anubhav satvik vyavichari will meet in proportion, and then it is bhakti ras, and then it is prem.
But sometimes you make rati as bhava bhakti.
Sometimes that, but here I am telling about that. First rati, and on rati platform, so many vibhav anubhav uddipan alamban uddipan, and so many things it will come and meet. Then it will be a rasa. And then bhakti rasa is like prem rasa.
So what is rati, that it means both bhav and prem?
Rati is that sthayi bhav. Rati, when it is not, it has come in a special way. Only love. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. This is like normal stage, like what? Prarambhik dasa.
Beginning. General.
It is like general. No special rati here. And when, by the association of bhakta, and according to your constitutional rati, which is now in latent
position.
Both means. Gracefully, it will what?
Blossom.
Blossom.
Develop.
And they will peep from inside. I like this. Then Guru will see. And then he will decide what is your rati. And thus, then your sarup will come. Siddha Deha will come. And on Siddha Deh, Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvik, Devachari, all will come. And then it will be Bhakti Rasa. So I want that your tendency should come to know all these things. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Don't sleep. Only try to maintain your life. Don't go towards this. Don't waste your time in this. Be satisfied. How easily something is coming. Always engage in your with practicing of bhakti. What Rupa Goswami has told. What Rupa Goswami told? Adav Shraddha. You should stand up and tell that slow.
Sripa Goswami Pada is calling Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And all Shanatana Sadhu Sangha Anatana Vidhi Nishtha Shat.
Keep your this thing down. Don't be mad. Don't remind him. More louder, like me.
Sri Rupa Goswami Pada describing 8 stages of bhajan, that every sadhak must pass through before he attains the stage of bhav and becomes qualified to Goloka Vrindavan. Without going through these 8 stages one by one, it's completely impossible to attain.
How Shraddha comes?
Adult Shraddha, Tatha Sadhusam. Before Shraddha comes, before we attain it,
how it comes?
Becomes by association.
How transcendental Shraddha comes?
General Shraddha. There is 2 types of Shraddha. So general Shraddha means faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru.
Do you remember? Bhakti is to?
How does bhakti come? Bhakti never comes by our own efforts. Bhakti is a transcendental entity. And how does she come in the heart of any jiva? She comes only by the association of sadhu, sadhu sangha. Krishna bhakti, janma mo hoi, sadhu sangha. Krishna Prema Janmukha. So when, how do we attain bhakti? How do we attain nishada, which is the first stage of bhakti? Only by the association of sadhus. So then comes the question, there's two types of shraddha. So the general type of shraddha, we hear that is called Vaidhi Shraddha. And the other comes through the fear that is called Satsastra Shashanamala Shraddha. That type of shraddha is generated with fear of the scriptures. For example, we read the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, describes the different hellish planets. That the jiva upon leaving his gross body, he is punished by Yamaraj in different types of hells. So reading this, he becomes fearful. Oh my God, I should perform devotional service. I will become free from sin. Otherwise, if I do not perform service to Krishna, then I will have to suffer so much in this birth and next birth. So this is ordinary shraddha. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Sri Ramananda Roy, they were discussing different types of bhakti. So when Sri Ramananda Roy, when that subject came up, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavi Kamati, Kritanai Kuta Pilabhati, Takta Lolam Mukam, Ekama, Koti Janma Sukhiti, Nalabhati. When this first came up, Mahaprabhu became very happy, because this is describing the actual shraddha that we are interested in, Raghunuk Shraddha. So how does that come? Tasana Raja Nimara Sumir Bhakti Dan, Tasana Vibdahoi, Om Bhagavan. Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami described this special type of shraddha. That upon hearing upon the very, very sweet pastimes of Krishna and his eternal associates, what will happen? A greed may come in the heart. Oh, I also want to serve in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna. So this type of shraddha is called, like Mark Kaviraj Goswami also described, Eto Saran Bhakti Bhui Dukvata Ek. Two types of shraddha. One is that Vaidhi shraddha, which will take you to Vaikunthe, will not take you past that. And that type of shraddha is practiced by all sampradayas, especially from Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, Sri Nimbaditya. That type of shraddha you can get in other sampradayas. But in the sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are specifically interested in that shraddha, which comes from descending from the heart of the Brijvasis through the Guru Parampara by the process of hearing. That is like Sukadev, like Parikshit Maharaj. Who is his Diksha Guru? Who did he take mantra from? That is not clearly given. But he took everything from the heart of Sukadev Goswami. How? Simply by the process of hearing. That is called bona fide Diksha, real Shraddha, Paramatic Shraddha. So more in this.
Something wrong. Not perfect. Go on, dude. Oh, you.
So this,
after that.
So I want to sadhu.
You can ask questions.
Sadhu?
Sangha
personality. What is a sadhu?
What he asked?
What is a sadhu?
After you should reply.
Sadhu is coming from the word sat means eternal.
No.
So that devotee who is established with his eternal relationship with the eternal original supreme personality of Godhead, that person is called sadhu. We can say sadhnati, satyate, Krishna premiti, sadhu. Sadhu means...
First laugh and then... laughing.
Sadhu means that person who can teach you the process of bhakti. When he is practicing in his own right, and he can teach you how to develop your love of Godhead, and he can also give that to you, that is called sadhu.
So the verse Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Priyam Tatunatan Ruchi Sat Tatunishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav. So first there's Shraddha. How does this come?
With interest, that also. Yeah, they should not sleep.
So the verse is there Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga. That bhakti is to bhagavat bhakta sangena parijayate. That bhakti, it comes by association with Vaishnavas, with sadhus. Bhakti is to bhagavat bhakta, by association with bhagavat bhaktas. So, how does
but you should know, there is not only one type of sadhu. There are so many categories. It depends on what category of bhakti you are associating. Oh, that kind of Shraddha will come to you. Not you will be same. If Narada comes and takes some his energy, even not energy, they make him angry. Even what he gives. Oh, to Nalkubara and Manikri. And for this, Krishna came himself to liberate them and to teach them. So there are categories of sadhu sangha and category of saddha. So first class of saddha, second class, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, like that. Go on.
So how this shraddha is transmitted? It's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mama viryasam vidau bhavanti rukhana rasayana kata tad joshanat ashu apabhava bhaktani shraddha bhakti shraddha rati bhakti anukramasati. That sadhu, he's speaking harikata, but by this very sweet harikata, rasayana kata, that tad joshanat ashu apabhava bhaktani
rasayana.
Satam prasangam mama viryasam vidau bhavanti rukhana rasayana kata. That this very sweet harikata, why it's very sweet? Because the sadhu, he has Krishna within his heart. Very high class of sadhu. And Krishna, who's situated within his heart, is manifesting from his heart through his lips and coming in the form of sound. This is very rasayana kata. He's coming in the form of Shabda Brahma. And that person who's hearing, he's being attracted by this very sweet harikata from the sadhu, is going into his ear, and there, transcendental paramatic shraddha is being inculcated within his heart. This is the process by which paramatic shraddha is coming. There's two types of shraddha, paramatic shraddha and lokik shraddha. Lokik shraddha is a worldly faith in so many material things, but paramatic shraddha, this is transcendental shraddha. This shraddha is described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Shraddha shabde vishwaskahe suti dhanishchoye. Krishna bhakti kole sava karma krutamaye. That one who has a very firm and unflinching determination that only by engaging in devotional service I have no other duties to perform. That this is a symptom of this seed of the bhakti-lata, devotional kripa. This is a symptom of transcendental shraddha. That one will have that determination. Gurudev many times gives example of Prahlad Maharaj, that he was ill-treated so badly by his father, but he never gave up his determination in devotional service. The seed of the mood of Srila Haridas Thakur, he said that you may whip me, you may cut me into thousands and thousands of pieces, but I'll never give up holy name. So by him from sadhu, high-class sadhu, then the seed of this mood is inculcated within the heart. Then, as Radhanath Prabhu has explained, that this paramatic shraddha, it has two divisions, lobamai shraddha and shastra arta shraddha. By one, the sadhu, who is of mood of Vaikuntha, he will inculcate into the heart of the listener a shraddha which leads to Vaikuntha. And lobamai shraddha, as Radhanath Prabhu explained, this shraddha, which is symptomized by greed.
First was, what name? First.
Shastra arta avaranamayi shraddha.
No. Shastra avadharanamayi.
Shastra
avadharanamayi.
Avadharanamayi. Shastra avadharanamayi shraddha.
What is that?
This shraddha, this is symptomized by a type of affair that if I do not, all scriptures have said that we should engage in bhakti. And if one does not engage in bhakti, if instead one engages in activities of varnashram, taking care of so many worldly activities, the result is that ultimately one will get a hellish result. So understanding that without engaging in bhakti, that one will not really get happiness, but rather the result will be hellish. then propelled by this motivation, one engages in devotional service. This is Shastra Avaradana Maheshwara. Then next is Loga Maheshwara.
Or this we may call, it is favorable for Vaidhi Bhakti. And in topest result, it may take into Vaikuntha.
So,
not more than that.
So, by this Shraddha, engaging in devotional service in this with this seed, then the topmost level that one can achieve is Vaikuntha. But then, next is Lobha Maheshwara. That by hearing Harikatha from the lips of a Rasik, Bhavu devotee, one, as Gurudev has explained, who is surfing in the ocean of Bhakti Ras, by hearing such Harikatha, sweet Harikatha, the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, then this inculcates Lobha Maheshwara. This Shraddha is symptomized by a greed that one is hearing of the pastimes of Sridham, Madhu Mangal. One is hearing of pastimes of Mother Yashoda, just as we're in Brisbane. And Gurudev was explaining the pastimes of Krishna in Vatsaliras, those devotees like Mother Yashoda. Hearing such pastimes, then one develops a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Or one may hear of the pastimes of Krishna with the maid, with the damsels of Vrindavan. And hearing such pastimes, then one will develop a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Then this Lobha Maheshwara, being watered by the process of hearing and chanting, then this ultimately will take one to Goloka Vrindavan. Then, upon receiving the...
I'm giving you one example. You know that Bilwa Mangal, in his first career, he was a Brahmin boy having so many good qualities. His character was very high. And serving father and mother always. But anyhow, he was in the trap of Chintamani, a prostitute, but not ordinary prostitute. What? Always singing the glories of Krishna in sweet melody kirtan. And she was most beautiful. And only singing the song of Krishna sweet pastime. Like Narada Rishi, what doing? Narada Muni, Bajaya Bina, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name. Like this. Oh, very sweet songs of Krishna pastimes. So many boys used to come. So many young. And he saw and heard her kirtan and she was so much attracted by her of so beauty, so marvelous. And gradually he used to go. And for the greed of money, she used to sing so many beautiful songs to and by going what? Constitution?
Continuously.
He knew so many things of Krishna. So many. Though it was sung by a prostitute. He knew all. Knew. But after some time he took all his money. And the day, you know, that one day his father was dead. Ne? He was so much attached to this prostitute, he could not check himself because so lusty. It was so raining. cold day, the river was over flooded. No way to go. No boat was there. In the dark night, in midnight, anyhow, he gave something to Brahmins. He fed them. But so many things he collected and took in his gamcha for prostitute. And he left. He was saying, how I can
cross
this river? Finally he saw that, there are some wood or anything. Oh, by this I should cross. And he took the help of that, and anyhow, very difficulty, he crossed anyhow. He was trembling with cold. Severe cold was. He went near the house of prostitute. The wall, fencing well, was very high. It was very difficult to cross. He saw that a rope is coming from
the wall.
And he took that rope. And anyhow, he was trembling so much. Anyhow, he reached at the top of the wall, but after that he became senseless and he fell down the other side and in the side of prostitute house. And there was a song. Prostitute heard this song. Oh, Rani, what sound is this? He told to his maid servant. He quickly saw outside, very near, a person is lying down. Perhaps he has fallen down from the top of wall. With a torch or anyhow with a light, she saw, he's Bilvamangal. Bilvamangal. Both they took anyhow in the house and warned him, giving some hot. And then when he came in senses, then the prostitute, how you can? Really, that was not any wood or anything. Dead body, and so much
foul smell is coming from that.
Bad smell was coming. But he had no smell because he was so lusty. He was totally immersed in the lust. So no bad smell came. And he never saw that dead body. Apparently it was dead body, but he never. And after some time, he anyhow. And that was not rope on the wall. A very poisonous snake, very long. And by he was catch holding of that. But he never realized this is a snake. Oh, this is also like that. Very lusty. And then he became senseless. So prostitute said, bogus boy. If you have a taste for Krishna, a fraction, even a fraction, you have been gone to Krishna. So, I cannot do anything. हमारे रक्त शरीर मांस के लिए तुम इतना व्हाट इज इन माय बॉडी स्टूल यूरिन लैट्रिन एंड ऑल दिस थिंग कवर्ड विथ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल बट नथिंग ओनली यू विल सी यूरिन लस्ट एंड सो मेनी थिंग्स एंड सो मच बैड स्मेल विल कम फ्रॉम दिस स्टूल्स If you will chhod dega ek apna bayu bhi, दुर्गंध से भर जाएगा. What?
If
of wind will come. And the smell will cover the whole area. And you will do like this. Oh, this is full of that thing. And you are thinking, oh. And she rebuked him. And by the past previous impression, it dashed in the heart of
Bilvanga.
At once he left. What is this? Oh, Sukriti was there. And so he took it seriously. And at once he left. And when he was going in the way, I will go to Vrindavan, he decided, where Krishna. He was going and he saw that on after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he was going, remembering the slokas of the kirtan of that prostitute, going. On the veil he saw so many beautiful girls. They were taking, pulling water. And he saw that a very young lady, very, very beautiful. And his eyes attracted to her. He told that, can you give me water? And she gave water. Then he was thinking something. And when that lady returned to his home, he was following. And making something, decision, in the way. When she reached in house and she entered. Oh, he came there. Now he was in the shape of a sadhu.
Like
us. And like sadhus, nothing. Then his husband did pranam to him. What do you want? What can I serve? How I can serve you? Oh, I'm okay. I want to meet with your wife. He was sincere. So he never took any offense or any bad thing. He went inside and told, oh, a sadhu following you from that well. He wants to meet you. I don't know why. Oh, she was also sincere. She came. What you want? How can we serve? You can take prasadam here and you can rest here. He told that, oh, I have some request. Can you give your two
hairpins?
Hairpin? Oh, why not? I must give you, if you like. She gave. And in front of all, and he took it. And he took the
pluck.
And then blood was coming. And he returned back. Oh, now it is okay. No, not weeping, not anything. Oh, these eyes are very bad. They have cheated me so many times. Now they cannot cheat. Because I cannot see. And then I will remember Krishna. And then he was going, Krishna, Krishna. And in the meantime, Krishna saw how he will go. He took a shape of like a boy with his lakuti
stick.
And he came at once. Oh Baba, where you go? I'm going to Vrindavan. Who are you? I'm a boy, local boy. Oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. Oh, myself also going to Vrindavan. I live in Vrindavan. I was here for any
reason.
I want to go Vrindavan. Oh, I can take you. You can have it.
Hold my stake
and I will take it. And he hold on his stake. And Billo Mangal, what doing? Oh, Chintamanir Jayati Soma Gurur Me Siksha Gurusto Pichamoli Leela Swayambarasam Jayasi, like this. And he began to glorify Krishna. He was thinking that this boy will never understand all these things. And in the way, what doing? Prayers, prayers, prayers. So beautiful coming from his. And it was very pleasing to Krishna. In the ear of Krishna, so it was given name Krishna Karnam. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all others have made commentary on a very beautiful, excellent. This is what? Transcendental Shraddha by Sukriti. And very gradually that impression came. And Krishna made it so much favorable. And he went to Vrindavan and very soon he...
When he was going to Chintamani, that was like...
Krishna has errand like that.
That was not Sadhu Sangha or that was Sadhu Sangha?
It is a party of Sadhu Sangha, but don't follow you. You should follow.
But if we come to Sadhu with any material reasons, that may change.
No harm.
That may change and then
become. Yes, Sadhu Sangha may change.
Chintamani was his God Pradhan Sadhguru.
He has taken him like his birth Pradhan Guru.
Was she a pure devotee?
She was not. But Krishna made this arrangement. Any person who is detached from worldly
sense gratification,
he is nirbhinna. Nirbhinna means?
Not too much attached, not detached.
Done. Thought. Hum jo kar rahe pehle. If it is any person is totally detached, totally detached from worldly desire, or he is in the way of Jnani, he cannot be bhakta. His all thing has been burnt. So he cannot come. Those who are totally ashakta, they are not, or they are karmi. Very hard to make them. Those who are not attached so much, not detached so much. Like Billu Mangal, like others, then very quickly you will come in the line of pure one. But if your heart, all desires and everything has been burnt by nirvishesh gyan, then in whole life you cannot be has love and affection, pure one. That is called Shraddha. And after Shraddha, you?
Ado Shraddha Tito Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha.
What is Sadhu Sangha? How many kinds Sadhu Sangha?
According to one's past sukritis and sanskars, he has a particular opportunity or greater opportunity for bhakti. So according to his past accumulation of spiritual pious deeds, not material pious deeds like giving money to a hospital, but spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, like visiting a temple, or reading Shastra, visiting Vrindavan, honoring Mahaprasad. After accumulating such spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, from many, many births, according to how much he has, he attains that quality of sadhu. There are different kinds of speakers. One, for example, is called sarag, full of material enjoyments. Another kind of speaker is nirag. He has no material attachment at all. If you hear from a person who's full of material attachments, you may make some benefit, but that benefit will never be lasting, as we see in all of our experience, and we have to get higher association. If we associate with sadhus who have no material attachment, then according to their degree of Krishna prema or closeness to it, we can make that much advancement. When one has accumulated many, many millions of births of very good sukritis and sanskars, impressions on the heart from those pious activities, he may come in contact with a self-realized soul. And then he'll inquire of him submissively, serve him, and such a transcendental realized soul will impart knowledge unto him because he has seen the truth. And what is that knowledge? He'll be free from all illusion, and he'll understand that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel and belongs to him. There are different levels of materialistic so-called sadhus. Then there are three levels of very pure sadhus. Just like Narada Muni, before he became fully self-realized, when he was doing austerities and chanting, under the guidance of his self-realized gurus, the four Kumaras, he saw, after thousands of years of severe austerities, he saw Lord Narayan for 1 second, and then Lord Narayan disappeared, and he began weeping and weeping. And then, all of a sudden, he heard an aerial voice, a voice from the sky, and that was Lord Narayan. And he said, because you're not completely pure, he had some tiny desire in the mode of goodness. That is, his desire was not bad. It was, I'd like to do bhajan in a secluded, very sacred place by a river, alone in the forest. So he said, because you're not completely pure yet, you won't be able to see me until all those desires are completely washed away. So if you want to see me permanently, then you should chant my glories, chant my holy name, preach all over, and gradually you'll become pure, and when you're completely pure, then you'll be able to see me permanently. So this is one level of a pure sadhu. More than that is Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. And then Narada Muni, when he became fully purified, and he left his material body, and at once he got a spiritual body of Narada, with which, with that body, he's able to travel all over any planet in any material universe and in any spiritual planet, even going to Goloka Vrindavan and the planet where Ramchandra lives, all over the Vaikuntha planets, and without any spaceship, only dancing through the skyways with his Veena, he can go anywhere and serve so many incarnations of the Lord. Then he became the topmost kind of sadhu. So in this way, according to one's sukritis and sanskars, one meets that level of sadhu, and having met, let's say, many different people meet the highest level of sadhu, according to one's sukritis and sanskars from previous births, he's able to follow more or less. Just like I asked Gurudev some years ago in Vrindavan, I see so many of your devotees, especially your Indian devotees, they're chanting 1 lakh a day, 2 lakhs a day, and they sleep 2 and 3 hours a night, and the rest of the time chanting and serving. How can I be like them? He said, don't imitate them, because then you'll fall apart. They have so many lives in the background, and that's why they're able to follow so easily.
Very good.
I have one question,
Guru. Sadhu Sangha, I will forget. I may forget. You were roaming here and there and here also. Oh, you should remember your, otherwise I am old, I will forget. I wanted to tell you. Here, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. has been told for what category of Sadhu Sangha? That Shyam Rani told three categories. First, Narada in his first character, and then Sukadeva Goswami, and that third, Narada Goswami in his last character. First stage, he was Sadhu, but you know, not so high class of that. He was practicing. Bhakti lives in the heart of Sadhu. Pure bhakti in pure Sadhu. So, if a bhakti is not pure, bhakti will not be there. He can cheat you. He must cheat you. So, bhakti, pure bhakti is in pure heart of pure bhakta. So, Narada at that time was bhakta. But he can help us by his Hari Katha. No? And Sukadeva Goswami, he will also like Parikshit Maharaj. He will get sweet Hari Katha, some power, energy also. But in third stage, second stage of Narada, so pure bhakti should come. At once, quickly, you will, what? Pure bhakti will come, you will dance. Evam vratasva priyanam kritya jatanurago dutta chitta harsatta thoro datirauti gayat unamada jatanityati lokavai. Then, quickly, Mahaprabhu told, oh, tigers and bears and elephants, oh, you should dance and talk and chant Krishna. They, what, folded down on their necks and began to tell, oh, Krishna, Krishna, in their language. So, like this, bhakti always lives in the heart, pure hearts of pure devotee. Otherwise, if you go to a sadhu, so-called, he is really no sadhu, and his heart is not pure. Their bhakti is what? Prakti. Amalgamated with karma and gyan. Or he can give something like that. Because her heart, pure bhakti and what? Akhanda bhakti rasa is not there. So he cannot give. So maybe cheated. And it is seen in this world, these kinds of cheated
cheaters.
Cheated guru who are cheating himself and they are cheating all others. That I am sadhu like this. Pure bhakti they cannot give. Even sadhu is not speaking and you will go to them, rays of bhakti will come. You will see that you are becoming there one quantity. This is the sentence. So you should try to know all this. If no pure bhakta, no pure bhakti will come. They cannot tell all these things. They have not realized. They have not practiced at all. Always they wanted to cheat others by the name of bhakti. When Bilva Mangal left his house. In house he has so many children, so many boys and so many girls, his wife, his father, mother. And he was only a person that who can look after them. But when he left, what he did? Any arrangement for their sons and daughters and always saying, this is my responsibility. He kicked all these responsible like football. He forget everything. Now only no responsibility. Where is Krishna? Like Mahaprabhu, you know. Kamor prana vrajendranandana. जहां लगी कहां जाऊं कहां करूं found Brajendananda. Only this. So bhakti is like so. And sadhu sangha, anartha nivritti, bhajan kriya. What is bhajan kriya? Can you bhajan kriya something? Now you can ask. Who was asking?
Very simple question.
Very simple.
In relation to what Shamarani Didi was saying, that one attains a quality of sadhu according to the degree of sukhati. But, and yet, Prabhupada, I believe, at one stage said that we are creating the sukhati. But I just see there's a little bit of a paradox there, because if they only come to the association of a great sadhu like Srila Prabhupada, due to sukriti, but on the other hand, we're saying, I'm creating this sukriti. So it seems that
according to Shamarani Didi's presentation, that according to our sukriti, we attain sadhu sangha.
He should not take his all these things. And he cannot
understand.
In a word, it cannot be explained all things. His idea was not to tell like this. Something more also. What was that? What she told?
According to our sukriti,
sukriti. Sadhu Sangha may create new sukriti also.
What he's telling now, and he doesn't know how to reconcile.
Reconcile and he should respond. He had not told that only past.
No. And present.
Some present sukriti also will come by hearing. So more inspiration will come by this. And thus he will keep it advance. Understand?
Yes.
Okay? So new sukriti and plus that has told in the slok, bhakti stu bhagavat sange in parijayate sasanga prapte sanchitai sukrite, means
so much sukriti.
What meaning?
Collection, great collection of
sukriti, more going, and so much sukriti. Past, future, and all. And thus, sukriti will be so much strong. And then sadhu sangha.
To answer what he said, to reconcile the two, those of us who met Prabhupada and those of us who met Prabhupada through his books, by millions of births we came to meet him, and then by associating with him, he gave us more sukriti so we can meet you.
Oh, it is all right? No. Because I cannot cheat. Never. What I have in my heart, pure bhakti, I am trying to give you. I don't want any self, what?
Self gain,
nothing. So, it may be. What?
Sridevi, you were mentioning that only the sadhu who can give all of these tattvas, many, many pastimes and many, many shastric evidences are there, then he's Sudabhata. Only he can give these things. But we see that many, many devotees become very learned and they can speak many, many tattvas. But are they really giving that tattva just because they can remember it, or is it what is deep within the heart of that sadhu that is?
I could not understand.
He's telling that you are presenting that the sadhu has that pure bhakti within his heart, all the tattvas he has realized, and he can give that to those who are
as great. Much they have, yes. If they are poor, pure, as much as they have collected bhakti is in them, that much they can help. Not like Narad, not like Sukadeva Goswami, not like they will help you so much. But according to their stage, they will help.
He is telling that at the bhakta, any bhakta devotee may have learned so many things. And
learning will not do. I know that she never went to college. I never went to college. I have not read ka, kha, ga, anuswar, visarg. I have never. But I know so many anuswar, visarg in Mathura, here and there. Oh, they have read Chatur Veda with sound, with what? Harshva, Dirgha, Pluta, and so many things. Oh, they have blood, they have took very long, but they have no bhakti at all. They are Mayabadi totally. Or if no Mayabadi,